The leader of the Kotahitanga movement, Mrs. Eva Rickard, has described the protest march to Waitangi as a great success, even though they did not meet the Governor-General to discuss their grievances. The marchers were told that only 100 of the estimated 2,000 marchers would be allowed to meet Sir David and declined the invitation. Carol Greensmith asked Mrs. Rickard when they were told that the deputation would be limited to 100.
At a meeting, the meeting the night before, it was stated by Sir Henry, and we are grateful to Sir Hepi and Sir Henry for negotiating with the Governor-General to receive us. And it was from there they asked, could it be just a small deputation? And we decided to go back to the people. And as a president, I could not, in all honesty, take up that challenge, because we had made the challenge. And I think it's time they started listening to the people. And the decision was made by the gathering here that we all go or nobody goes. And we accepted that. And I stood firm on that decision. There were pressures to push me into a position where I should decide. We did not fail to appoint that 100. It was a decision of the whole of the people that have come together. So I stood firm that I, as president, must stay with the motu to keep us together. That would have split the movement right apart if I had taken it upon myself to agree. It would have been split, and all the hikwe would have been without purpose.
What happens to Kotahitanga now?
Oh, Kotahitanga now has blossomed into a movement, and yesterday should have shown this country that we are now uniting as a people. We are going to determine where we're going, and it will be a self-determination program, and we could look at our self-government for ourselves. It is a positive move that we are now going to determine the things that we want in Māoridom.
What are your thoughts about the last couple of weeks while Kotahitanga has come together and walked to Waitangi and has now left?
I have a feeling of peace, satisfaction, that good overcame all the evil elements. But I do believe in diversity, there is unity. We had those diverse opinions, and we've come together in unity. And there was so much aroha flowing from the young people. They came from nowhere. And this morning I met a little girl. She was 13. I said, where are you from? Christchurch. So, you know, they came from far and wide seeking somewhere to belong and somewhere to stand. I think those that did not come on the hikwe missed a most an occasion that will not be repeated ever in this country, because we don't intend to walk through this land looking like unwanted people.
Waitangi protest walk leader Eva Rickard talking to Carol Greensmith.